want to just say a few words on khulus, what sincerity means before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid ibn Tawus was a very important figure. He has a book called Iqbal, Iqbalul A'mal. It's a book of du'as. In this book, when he's discussing the mustahab fasts, here he speaks a bit about khulus. He gives 7 scenarios so that each person could evaluate themselves to see how much khulus they have. The thing is, each person has to evaluate themselves. The first scenario. Imagine you're amongst a group of people and they are also, like you, undergoing a mustahab fast. And then you, for not necessarily a justified, legitimate reason, but you just want a desire to break your fast. It's a mustahab fast. The people around you too are fasting, a mustahab fast. But you desire to break your fast in the middle of the day, and you do it. And you know that the others in the group, they realize this, that you broke your fast. He says you have to introspect yourself. Look deep down and see that whether the others' observance of you breaking your fast, did it embarrass you? If you say, yes, it embarrassed me a bit or a lot, there was no khulus when you did that mustahab fast because you did it for Allah's sake. And then you decided to break it. Okay, you broke it. It's not a sin or anything. But why do you feel embarrassed? That was for Allah's sake alone. It means you became embarrassed because others saw you. Here, this wasn't done qurbatan ilallah. It didn't have that khulus before Allah. It had qurbatan ilannas. It was for the people you did it. Otherwise, if it was solely for Allah, you wouldn't have felt embarrassed. That's the first scenario. In the second scenario, he says, introspect again, go deep down, and see whether, when you're doing a mustahab fast, for example, would you like Allah alone to be aware of your fasting? Or, in addition to Allah, you would also like others to be aware and even praise you for the fasting. You wouldn't mind others to become aware you're fasting, not Allah alone. If it's the latter and it's sweeter for you than Allah alone only knowing, here you're not loyal. There wasn't khulus here. There's no khulus. Fasting here would be a spiritual illness that you have. This is on a par with the verse in the Quran, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. When Allah alone is recalled, إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. The hearts which don't have iman in relation to the hereafter, they shrink with aversion. Say, ooh, Allah alone? They wouldn't mind others to find out. Then the verse continues, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. But if other than Allah is also mentioned, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. They rejoice. They become happy. Well, others are seeing, others are knowing. So that was the second scenario. The third is you have to introspect again, evaluate yourself, and see if the fact that there are an excessive number of people fasting with you, not in your presence, but you know there are a lot of in the community, for example, when you're doing a mustahab fast, for example, or any type of fast, you know the fact that there are an excessive number of people also fasting, does this enhance or add to your joy in fasting, knowing that there are a lot of people fasting, not in your presence, not necessarily seeing you, but the fact that there are a lot of people fasting, it adds to your joy in fasting, to the effect that if there were very few people fasting, it would decrease your joy to fast. It may lead to a kind of spiritual lethargy. There's no joy like it was when you know a lot of people are fasting too. You see it sometimes, some people, when they want to do an action, instead of keeping it to themselves, especially the mustahab actions, they go and announce it to others. You know, I read this, it's good to do it, it's the month of Rajab. Why? What is the reason? They say education. Well, it may not be the time for you to educate. Let the local sheikh do that. You just think about yourself and build yourself now. Every mustahab action they come to read about or learn about, they suddenly go and tell everyone. They're destroying their khulus here. Do that which is on a par with your status. When you see that there are hardly any people fasting, then that be, oh, well, should I fast or not? The joy is taken away from it. When you see a lot of people doing it, yes, there's a lot of joy in fasting. There's no khulus here. So it's not for Allah. That's the third scenario. The fourth scenario is, are you doing it for the thawab and the rewards? To the effect that if there were no rewards assigned to fasting and there was no talk of you escaping and fleeing the fire, would you have refrained from the pleasures of eating and would you have fasted or not? If not, if you're of the type that if there are no rewards and you know there's no escape from fire, you wouldn't have fasted. If that's the case, you're not abiding by Allah's command. Primarily, it was Allah's order. You have to do it for Him, not for the secondary issues and rewards. There's no khulus there. Actually, Imam Rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Khomeini said, if heaven was guaranteed to everyone, they wouldn't have done salat. He said, heaven is guaranteed. If you want to do salat, do it. If you don't, you don't. He said, no, there's no khulus again. Because you didn't see Allah as befitting, as deserving for this ibadah. You weren't preserving Allah's sanctity, His grandeur. He gave an order, but secondary things came and spoilt it. Yes. That was the fourth scenario. In the fifth scenario, sometimes you know for iftar, the time of breaking the fast at Maghrib time. Sometimes you know there's meat and luxurious food in the waiting. Does that enhance your joy to fast during the day? For example, oh, iftar, we're invited to this place, they have this iftar, and that's a motive and an incentive and adds to your joy in fasting. Or even food in the family, not necessarily being invited anywhere. Does it lead to a drive, more of a drive for you to fast, to your joy, compared to if there was just normal food, bread and butter, bread and cheese and tea for iftar? For example, your family says, this is what we're going to have tonight. That will lead to a kind of lethargy again, compared to if they had said there was a luxurious iftar, the whole day, the drive to fast would have been there. That's problematic also. There's no khulus again. The sixth scenario, he says, imagine you're fasting with ikhlas. Imagine that you're actually fasting with ikhlas. You have the khulus for a number of hours. It's middle of the day. And then it's a mustahab fast. But you're fasting and with ikhlas, after a number of hours, some wholesome, nice food came your way. Or for example, your spouse approached you in an adorning manner. Or a travel opportunity arose where there would be worldly gain were you to travel and thus not be able to fast. When you see these different occasions and different things, would continuing to fast become more of a burden to you? It's a bit more heavy now because of seeing these things. If it adds to your burden in fasting, then that will be problematic. Yes. That was the sixth. And the seventh was in relation to a mustahab fast. You're doing a mustahab fast, and then an incident arises which would justify you breaking your fast. But it's a legitimate, canonical excuse to break it. And actually, it's more enjoined that you do break it because it's Allah's command. For example, a believer has invited you. You're doing a mustahab fast. A believer has invited you to come and eat. Now, you know that Allah has said, you know the Prophet has said, if you're doing a mustahab fast and someone invites you, you consume, accept the invitation of the believer. Your reward will be double. It's Allah's command. Consume from it. But you don't. Or for example, you're doing a fast. This fasting leads you to become weak. And when you become weak, you become angry easier in relation to family members, especially or at work. But you harm people in different ways, or you hurt them. Or for example, you become so weak that you don't do wajib actions or mustahab actions which are more important than a mustahab fast. Here too. Why aren't you doing it? Why don't you break the fast? Why are you rejecting that which Allah has assigned more importance to? That means this action of yours has no khulus. Otherwise, you would have quickly done it if you're doing it for Allah's sake. That means this action.